floor and watch the door. And in between I drink black coffee. Love's a hand-me-down brew. I'll never know a Sunday in this weekday room.
In the gorgeous kitchen with Josephine and Donna, this is a Sainsbury's magazine recipe. Hello and welcome to the gorgeous kitchen. My name's Josephine Pembroke.
And I'm Donna Freed.
Okay, so we are making the opposite because it's now, we've got out of dry January.
Yes, thank
we're
God.
Sick of the soups. We're sick of the detoxing. We're so clean and inside and out that we want to dirty ourselves.
Exactly, it's time to retox.
That's a good word. I'm retoxing today. So we are retoxing with two recipes, but we're starting off today with coffee and chipotle chops. It's the most decadent thing. It's basically pork chops smothered in goo. So I will read out what it says. It's hands-on time 30 minutes, total time 40 minutes. Get ahead, marinate the pork overnight in the fridge, covered in cling film. Now, this is the marinade.
Excellent.
You're going to hear it. It's outrageous, Donna.
Well, and it has caffeine. I like it already.
1.5 tablespoons of chipotle chili paste from a 90g jar. 1 heaped tablespoon of finely ground fresh coffee.
Fantastic.
3 tablespoons of maple syrup. 1 teaspoon of smoked paprika. 1.5 tablespoons of olive oil and 4 pork chops. So I got all that out, blended it all, and it's waiting in the fridge.
Yum. So it has that fiery, sweet, sticky.
Smoky. Bitter.
Yeah.
Sweet. Yeah, I know. So it's going to be intriguing.
Savory heaven.
Exactly. And then we're going to have to do the slaw in a minute.
Right.
So let's get on with it.
So it's sort of like a pulled pork chop.
Yeah.
Without the pulling.
Exactly. That's a lot easier.
Yeah, exactly. All that pushing and pulling.
Exactly.
Who can stand it?
So now I'm going to make the coleslaw to go with the chops, which are still marinating. They are looking so juicy and they smell incredible. And what we need is 4 tablespoons of mayonnaise, 2 tablespoons of Greek yogurt, 2 teaspoons of maple syrup, 2 teaspoons of Dijon, juice of half a lemon, 250g of red cabbage, about quarter, 1 medium bulb of fennel, very finely sliced, 1 large carrot, julienne or coarsely grated, 3 sticks of celery, 6 spring onions, and some parsley. So this is no ordinary slaw, is it?
No, it sounds delicious. I love the idea of adding fennel.
Yeah.
That's going to make it really tasty.
And I like the idea of having anything with Greek yogurt for me.
Yeah. Same here. It makes more like a dip.
And the maple syrup, that'll complement the pork because there's already maple syrup in the pork. So it'll sort of, you know. So
yeah, and be the fennel. It'll take the edge off the
And
fennel.
Also, it'll be a little bit sharp as well, which will go well. Sharp and fruity, which, as we know, goes well with pork.
Yeah.
Which
you know
is
what?
Exciting.
My husband makes a coleslaw. And he uses apple in it sometimes. I wonder if that
would go very well. In fact, whenever I make hot red cabbage, I always put an apple in it.
Yeah.
And Dijon.
Yeah.
It'd go really well.
Excellent.
And also, you can do cooked rice to serve optional. So we're going to get, I'm afraid it's getting slicing again.
All right. I'll get my slicing arm
for
ready.
For the slaw, we've got to put the mayonnaise, yogurt, maple syrup, mustard, and lemon juice into a large bowl, season well, and mix to combine.
I can do that.
Add all the sliced vegetables and parsley, taste and season. So the big job is slicing, honey, because I ain't got a Magimix.
Why not?
I wanted one for Christmas, but instead I chose a window.
I suppose that'll last longer.
It was
longer.
A choose. You're looking at the window now.
Yeah,
it's
a very nice window.
It's quite a nice window.
It's not slicing anything.
No, but it ain't. Well, unless we chopped our hands. Okay, so we're gonna get chopping. But guess what? I'm gonna let you sit down and chop because you're not feeling well.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, pleasure. So Don has been chopping madly and beautifully. These are the most beautiful, very, very finely chopped julienne style. You know, whereas I would have chopped them really ugly and sort of stubby and got all the white bits in and would have been awful. But she's made them look, it's beautiful, Donna. It's a work of art. I didn't know you had such amazing chef skills. So do you want to add this? I've made this divine mixture of the maple syrup, the Dijon, the Greek yogurt,
nice.
The mayonnaise. So we're going to mix that together.
Interesting mix.
And then I'm going to get out a frying pan, which they say, but I'll read out what we're going to do next. Heat a heavy base pan or griddle pan over a medium heat remaining oil. When hot, brush most of the marinade off the chops, reserving for later, and add the chops to the pan. Cook for only 1 minute each side until browned on both sides. You'll need to do this in two batches unless you have a huge pan. I've got a huge pan. I'm really lucky. Transfer to a medium roasting tin so they fit snugly and spoon over the remaining marinade. Roast in the oven for 8 to 10 minutes until they're dark, golden, and just cooked through. The marinade should be bubbling and sticky. Serve with slaw, delicious. Plus cooked rice if you like. And God, I'm in the mood for something bubbling and sticky, aren't you?
Yes, bubbling and sticky is... Exactly. Those are our buzzwords today.
Exactly.
And look at that slaw. It's looking
slaw
nice.
It's really colourful. We like that.
Okay. Struck us both.
So we are tasting... The very, very smoky barbecue, as Donna said, kind of pulled pork. And it really has worked.
Yeah.
This tastes like something out of a kind of an American barbecue. And I'm really impressed, Donna. What do you think? I'm loving it.
I like it. And I've also, in recent years, rediscovered coleslaw. Because growing up, it was always in this paper cup, disgusting, soggy paper cup on the side of your plate at the diner, and it came with everything, and I swear to God, they just reused it for the next person because no one ever ate it, except my mother. But then again, we all know she was bananas. Anyway, coleslaw, good raw veggies, roughage, awesome.
Yeah.
And this one's like with yogurt. I mean, you and I love yogurt and everything. It's fantastic. Love
it. This is an easy dish. Serve with rice, crusty bread, or even chips. I really recommend this. This is a fun thing to do. And as I say, in the morning, you could put it in the marinade. Evening, get home, get it in the oven. It literally is a very, very quick supper. Again, if we'd used a machine, we could have shredded the coleslaw really quickly and made that in about 5 minutes. So this is a quick, easy supper or even lovely dinner party. It would be really impressive, friends. Thank you so much for coming on to Radio Gorgeous and the Gorgeous Kitchen, Donna.
Thank you, Josephine.
We've enjoyed ourselves and we're enjoying being naughty again in February.
And watch the door and in between I drink.
This is a Sainsbury's recipe in association with Sainsbury's Magazine. For more info, go to sainsburysmagazine.co.uk and you'll find these recipes in the February 2017 edition of Sainsbury's Mag. RadioGorgeous.com. In this weekday.